Hello, everyone. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast. I'm your host, Nicole. Oh my God. We need to talk about the Tortured Poets Department. Guys, wow. Pure poetry is all I have to say. We are going to be talking about each of the tracks. So if you haven't listened to the album, you might want to listen to this episode after you have listened to it and sat on it. So the original album is up to 16 tracks, but Taylor, as chaotic as she is, decided at 2 a.m. to release the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, which is a double album. So then she proceeded to release 15 brand new songs, starting with Black Dog, going all the way down to The Manuscript. Oh my God, we're going to be talking about all of it because I just have so many thoughts and I have been looking at so much on the internet. So let's dive in. Let's talk about Tortured Poets. Oh my God, the first track, Fortnite featuring Post Malone, bop. Oh my God. I loved it the second I heard it. I also love the music video. There is a music video for the song Fortnite's, the first single off of Tortured Poets. Oh, the whole video is in black and white. And just watch the video. It's insane. I love you. It's ruining my life. I only touched you for a fortnight. It's just such a good song. Like, ugh. So Fortnite is a span of 2 weeks. So I don't know. It could be about Maddie Healy. I have no idea. Also, track two, which is the title track, The Tortured Poets Department. This song hurt me. It hurt me really bad. Oh my God, let's just talk about this lyric. Who's gonna hold you like me? Who's gonna know you if not me? I laughed in your face and said, you're not Dylan Thomas. I'm not Patti Smith. This isn't the Chelsea Hotel. We're modern idiots. Who's gonna hold you like me? Nobody, no fucking buddy. Oh, bitch. She slayed. Pure poetry. You smoked the Nate 7 bars of chocolate. I scratch your head, you fall asleep like a tattoo golden retriever, but you awaken with dread, pounding nails in your head. Like, hello? William Shakespeare is quaking. Like, are you serious? Sometimes I wonder if you're going to screw this up with me, but if you told Lucy, you'd kill yourself if I ever leave. And I had said that to Jack about you, so I feel seen. Everyone we know understands why it's meant to be. Because we're crazy. At dinner, you take my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one. People put wedding rings on. That's the closest I've come to my heart exploding. Honestly, like, this song is insane. And then the ending, she says, you left your typewriter at my apartment straight from the Tortured Poets Department. Oh my God. Like, Taylor Allison Swift. She is a literal, like, once again, poet. Guys, I just want you to understand, like, this album is for the Folklore and Evermore girlies. This is not anything with Midnights. This is a very different album. It is labeled as pop in Apple Music, but it's definitely not pop. I mean, there are a couple of songs on here that are, but ooh, we'll get into it. My boy only breaks his favorite toys. Wow. Jack Antonoff worked a lot on this album, which a lot of people were like, why is Jack Antonoff here? Sir, shut up. Jack Antonoff is a king. Okay, I don't need y'all to hate on Jack. Here we go. So basically, this is about when you have somebody who breaks you, like, your favorite toy, like the favorite toy that you played with when you were a kid and you were his favorite. Because you should have seen him when he first saw me. I'm the queen of sandcastles he destroys. There was danger in the heat of my touch. He saw forever, so he smashed it up. My boy only breaks his favorite toys. Just say when I'd play again. He was my best friend down at the sandlot. I felt more when we played pretend. Then all with the kins, he took me out of my box, stole my tortured heart, left all these broken parts, told me I'm better off. God dang. That is a powerful lyric, y'all. It makes me sick. Stole my tortured heart? Okay, ma'am. Oh my God, I can't. Down bad? Oh my God. Once again, certified bop. I love this song so much. Oh my Lanta. So good. Honestly, it's just amazing. Did you take all my old clothes just to leave me here naked and alone in a field in my same old town that somehow seems so hollow now? They'll say I'm nuts if I talk about the existence of you. For a moment, I was heaven struck. Now I'm down bad crying at the gym. Everything comes out teenage petulance. Fuck it if I can't have him. I might just die. It would make no difference. Down bad. Waking up in blood. Staring at the sky. Come back and pick me up. Fuck it if I can't have us. Honestly, girl. Like, I lost my twin. Ugh. Who is she? Oh my God, this is insane. I immediately thought about New Romantics when she said, "How dare you think it's romantic leaving me stranded, safe and stranded?" When she says, "Please leave me stranded, it's so romantic." Okay. She's down bad for this man. She was head over heels for him. Crazy. Also, So Long London, really, that song hurt my feelings so bad. It was the saddest thing I had ever heard. Of course, we have our King Aaron Dessner. Slay. I tell you what, man, Aaron Dessner, just the most gut-wrenching songs. He just slays every time. This is so sad. My spine splint from carrying us up the hill. Went through my clothes, weary bones caught the chill. I stopped trying to make him laugh. Stopped trying to drill the safe. Thinking how much sad did you think I had? Did you think I had in me? Oh, the tragedy. So long, London. You'll find someone. Oh my God. I stopped CPR. After all, it's no use. That makes me think of You're Losing Me when she says, I can't find a pulse. My heart won't start anymore. Like, oh my God, this lyric. Listen, keep your listening ears. The spirit was gone. We would never come to. And I'm pissed off. Jesus Christ, I can't read. Blah, sorry. And I'm pissed off. You let me give you all that youth for free. Oh my God, ma'am. I can't. Here we go. For so long, London, stitches undone, two graves, one gun, I'll find someone. You say I abandoned the ship, but I was going down with it, my white knuckle dying grip, holding tight to your quiet resentment. Oh my God. And my friend said it isn't right to be scared. Every day of a love affair. Every breath feels like rarest air. I'm sorry, but this is pure poetry. I mean, it is. You swore that you loved me, but where were the clues? I died on the altar waiting for the proof. You sacrificed us to the gods of your bluest days. I'm just getting color back into my face. I'm just mad as hell because I loved this place. She's saying goodbye to London where she used to live. Because she lived there with Joe. And now she has to say goodbye to this place that she loved. This is just, it breaks my heart. Honestly, track five, if you're a Swiftie, you know that these track five songs are always the most vulnerable and the most poetic and just, Taylor really let her heart out, and I understand why she needed to make this album. It makes sense. Like, girl, do what you have to do to feel better. Like, I understand. But Daddy, I Love Him. That's interesting. Oh my God. Like, we all think, I don't know, like, we all were thinking this one was about Maddie Healy. Could be, I don't know. A lot of people think a lot of these songs. I'm pretty sure it is. And then she called out the fans where they say, stay away from her. The sabotagers protested too much. Lord knows the words we never heard. Just screeching tires and true love. Maybe she really loved Maddie. And some of the Swifties were like, stay away from her, sir. Honestly, no tea, no shade, but some of the Swifties really just need to stay out of Taylor's love life because Taylor is the only one in it. Fresh out the slammer. Oh my God. I feel like I need to sit here and re-listen to this. Handcuffed to the spell I was under. I'm running back home to you, fresh out the slammer. I know who my first call will be to. Camera flashes, welcome bashes. Get the matches, toss the ashes off the ledge. Oh my God, this is insane. I will never lose my baby again. My friends tried, but I wouldn't hear it. I just can't. Like, this is insane. I feel like this is like, excuse me. At the park where we used to sit on children's swings wearing imaginary rings, but it's gonna be all right. I did my time. Basically, she's like, I'm good. I did my time, y'all. Florida featuring Florence and the Machine. Okay, first of all, when I listened to this song, I was hella confused. I was like, what the hell does she mean? First of all, she said that the song Florida is about if Taylor ever escaped to a city or a state, like she would just change her name, you know, just go incognito and say, what is the one place I could go just to give it all up. It's insane. So she would come to Florida. I can't. She cracked me up with a song. And Florence and the Machine did really good. And I don't want to exist, so take me to Florida. Basically, she's like, I don't want to exist anymore. I want to go to Florida. Like, girl, you are welcome here anytime, boo. Guilty as Sin. Y'all, I can't. He sent me Downtown Lights. I heard it in a while. My boredom's bone deep. This cage was once just fine. Am I allowed to cry? Yes, you are. What if he's written mine on my upper right thigh, only in mind? Oh my God, this is just so good. Like, come on. Taylor Swift is just slay. Who's afraid of little old me? Y'all, this song gives me Mad Woman vibes. Like, when I first heard this, I was like, whoa. This definitely, I feel like when I first listened to it, it's kind of like about how she's been in the spotlight this whole life. You wanted me dead, you should have just said, nothing makes me feel more alive. Oh my God, like my bare hands paved their path. Basically, she's like, I paved the way, y'all. I did this. I paved the way for other artists. You don't get to tell me about sad. Like, this song just, oh my God, it's just Mad Woman all together. Like, it's insane. So tell me everything is not about me, but what if it is? Then they say they didn't do it to hurt me. I want to snarl and show you just how disturbed this has made me. You won't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me. So all you kids can sneak into my house with the cobwebs. I'm always drunk on my own tears. Isn't that what they all said? Mic drop. Oh my God, Taylor Swift, girl. This is hysterical. They'll sue you if you step on my lawn. That I'm fearsome and I'm wrenched and I'm wrong. put narcotics into all my songs. That's why you're still singing along, LOL. Because all of us Swifties are like, Taylor, what did you put in this song? I'm like, I can't stop listening to it. I can't. That's so funny. Crash the party like a record. Scratch as I scream. Who's afraid of little old me? I was tame. I was gentle until the circus life made me mean. She's talking about her fame. Oh my God. And then the last line, because you lured me and you hurt me and you taught me. You caged me and then you called me crazy. I am what I am because you trained me. Oh my God. She's talking about the industry. Definitely the music industry, because the music industry really put Taylor Swift through it. Ooh, she paints such an imagery in these songs. Like, I have a whole visual every time. And of course, like, my jaw was to the floor. I can fix him. No, really, I can't. Honestly, I could go on and on with how amazing this album. Honestly, love of my life. It hurt me. She switched it up. So the first half is love of my life from his perspective. And then the second half is from her perspective that says loss of my life. Literally sad. So sad. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is definitely about how she was on tour and faking it till she made it. Like, that girl, more power to you. We've all been there. I have been there. Let me tell you guys, I relate so much to this song because I have been in situations where I have been completely destroyed and hurt and where you have to fake it. Like, after my dad passed, I definitely was like working through the pain. So this song, I feel it in my soul. Like, I can do it with a broken heart. Like, I can go to work, I can hold in all my tears and then cry in the car. Oh my God, The Alchemy is so cute. That's a Travis song, 1000%. That made me blush. Like, oh my God. The Black Dog, so good. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is so good. Like, I literally cannot tell you what my favorite song was. Thank You, Amy, made me laugh so hard because it's about Kim. Like, Taylor, get your revenge, girl. The Prophecy is for the women like me who are like longing for somebody. Like, I just want someone to be with me. Like, I want someone to love me for me. The Bolter, oh my God, the masterpiece. The Manuscript is good. Robin is good. Cassandra has a whole ass story. So high school. It's just, I literally could sit here for 20 years and tell you how much I love the Tortured Poets Department. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Taylor Swift, ma'am. I want this album injected into my veins. It is so freaking good. It is just, like I said in the beginning, it is pure poetry. So if you're one of those people that are like, I don't like this album, I wanted a pop album, I wanted an album like Midnight's, let me tell you something. Taylor is never going to make the same album twice. She just won't do that. But I could sit here for an hour. That's how much I love Tortured Poets. Like, I just got done a couple hours ago re-listening to the first half and then the second half. It's such a great album. Like, it puts me on a emotional roller coaster of emotion because I sit and I listen to her stories and I'm like, I get it, girl. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to my review on the Tortured Poets Department. It's a lyrical masterpiece. It is pure poetry, like I've said 600 times. Let me know, what is your favorite songs on the Tortured Poets Department? I'm going to give you all, this is so difficult. I can't believe I'm about to do this, but I'm going to give you all my top, we'll say five. So number one is Fortnite featuring Post Malone, because I love Post Malone. Two, the Tortured Poets Department, Down Bad, So Long London, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Love of My Life, The Alchemy, The Black Dog, Thank You, Amy, The Prophecy, The Bolter, The Manuscript. Like, I cannot speak. So Long London. Like, honestly, the whole album, like, no skips. Thank you so much. Anyway, let me know your top 10 or whatever. If you can pick a favorite song off of Tortured Poets, I would love to know. Also, don't forget to rate this podcast on Spotify, and also rate it on Apple Podcast. Also, I released the Cross Scatter long sleeve shirt today. It is in rhinestones. It's a rhinestone transfer. So if you order it, it will be made to order. And I will say that if you are a 2X, it is going to be in a different color. It is Comfort Colors teal mint, because they sold out of the blue jean, which is on the other four sizes from small to XL. I am so sorry. So if you like the teal mint for the 2X, go ahead and purchase it. I only have one, and I promise you this will never happen again with future releases. And also let me know if you want any more rhinestone transfers, and I will try to find them. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to my little excitement over Tortured Poets. I love this album. This album might be my top five favorites. I don't know. That's really a lot, because Taylor has some of my favorite work out there. But anyway, I love you all so much, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye!